Hello, good morning, and welcome to another episode of Egg Talk with me, Mark Carls, and...
me, Matt Stiles.
We'd like to give a shout-out to our musical themist, Ben Smith, as always, doing our intro. And today's episode is going to be all about the Asian egg influence. Now, Matt, can you kind of sum it up, like what we're going to talk about today?
The egg plays a very important role in many Asian countries' culture, not only as a source of food, but a source of good luck, good fortune, and wealth, and prosperity, and things like that.
And maybe, as we'll see, also entertainment, Matthew?
I think so, yes.
We might get to that. Cool, so let's start out by, let's take a trip to China.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Now, on the first birthday of a newborn, there is the Chinese red egg. Now, Matt, what is the Chinese red egg?
I believe the red egg is a colored chicken egg used, I think, red calligraphy paper is used to make the egg red, and it is usually given on the first birthday for good luck and good fortune and joy and renewed life.
Wow. Cool. Now, will this only, does this only occur on the first birthday, or, you know, like, will I give it to, like, a 40-year-old guy?
Well, I think it's supposed to be a first birthday thing, but it has now become more commonplace as a recycled gift, much like anything nowadays. You know, people are reusing and recycling gifts.
That's nice. You know, my birthday's coming up, Matthew, and, you know, it'd be nice if you gave me a, you did your best to give me a red egg, you know, March 7th.
I'll put that in my memo right now.
It's actually, you know, it's coming up, it's going to come up in next year, by the time this is released. Back to what I was saying. Now, in Chinatown, I was walking around and I see this red egg restaurant, you know, on Center Street. It's a dim sum restaurant, and, you know, they're not paying me to say anything about them, so I'm just going to end it right there. Now, and let's take a magical trip to Thailand, since me and you love Thailand so much. We've talked so much about the egg in the pad Thai and what it means to us, Thailand. What do eggs mean in Thailand?
So eggs in Thailand, they bring happiness to life. They're a good symbol, a good representation of happiness in their culture. It's very fascinating how they chose the egg, you know, the central point of our discussions and our focus in life has been eggs, and, you know, I feel a deep connection with Thailand because of that.
Cool. So, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, and, you know, an egg a day keeps the therapist away.
I believe that's how that goes, yeah.
Cool. That's what we're going to do in Thailand. And, you know, let's get to the Philippines. You know, there's a... I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, you crack an egg, and sometimes two yolks come out.
Absolutely.
What, like, if I'm in the Philippines, what does that mean?
I believe two yolks in one egg is, you're going to be coming into some money. It's like the old saying, if your hand is itchy, you're going to come into some money. I think two yolks in one egg signifies that you will have a wealthy future ahead of you.
Interesting. Interesting. What about if your ear's itchy?
I think you need to go see a doctor immediately.
I might be allergic to eggs.
Yeah.
Interesting. Perfect. Yeah, so, talk to me. Have you ever, when you crack an egg and two yolks come out, does that count as two eggs or one egg to you?
That's a good question. I would say there's one egg shell, but there are two eggs in that egg shell. You know what I'm saying?
Are they twins?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are they fraternal or the other one?
Like Siamese.
Yeah, I guess they are connected.
Yeah,
sometimes,
right? Through all the goo.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. I'd hate it. You know, someone that ordered two eggs, and you show up with three eggs.
Yeah. Three eggs is too much.
So, but like, you know, if you order two eggs and you get two yolks, but you only get one egg white. You know, you feel cheated.
Yeah.
So what do you do? I guess, you know, in America, more is better.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you, when you're working, you know, for my future job as a short order cook, when I crack an egg and two yolks come out, it only counts as one. And you know what? This is, you know what? You know, good luck. There's some wealth in your future. You got three eggs for the price of two.
Yeah, that's a deal right there.
I think that's what the Philippines, they meant.
That's what they're trying to say. I agree.
Great. Now, let's get to Vietnam. Matt, take me to Vietnam.
All right.
I'm down on my luck.
Okay.
What do I need?
So, in Vietnam, if you're feeling unlucky, you know, you might have gotten laid off, your girlfriend broke up with you, what have you, you gotta eat eggs. Eggs are a symbol of good luck. And you need to especially have the fetus from a duck egg.
Oh my goodness, a fetus from a duck egg. Now, how does the fetus in the duck egg, how does that differ from a regular egg? Has the gestation started?
I believe if you get a fetus in an egg, that egg is fertilized, whereas chickens will just lay eggs on their own. And those are unfertilized eggs. So, you know.
So, if we're in Vietnam, we're having bad luck. Just got my wallet stolen. I'm going to eat a fetus duck egg.
Absolutely.
I can't afford one, but if I find one.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a fetus from a duck egg. But, you know, it's the only way to break the bad luck. But, you know, it's also some kind of food, you know, heritage, I guess.
Great source of protein.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And, you know, you're eating new life. It's, we better not go there, actually. Nice. So, you know, Matt, you ever, like, see, let's talk a little bit about the Asian media culture, okay? Right. There's, like, a Japanese cartoon. I think it's called Gudetama.
Yes, I'm familiar.
What is that about?
Gudetama is a depressed egg yolk. He basically is, inconvenienced by everything. They're little short animations done to kind of shed light on how an egg really feels.
Cool. Can you just give me an example of, like, something that's happened to Gudetama?
Well, as he's cooking in the pan, he's displaying his displeasure for a eggshell stuck in his behind.
Oh, man, I feel that egg's pain.
Yeah.
So, like, a little shard of the egg yolk, of the eggshell is stuck in his egg yolk.
Precisely.
And, yeah, well, there's nothing worse.
Can't cook properly if you have that, right?
That is a fun cartoon. I need to get, where can I find that, YouTube?
Absolutely, you can find anything on YouTube.
Yeah, you know what, 10 years ago it wasn't that way. No. Today it is that way, you know? These bands, they drop albums, and then on Friday, and then by Saturday, you can get the whole album on YouTube.
Absolutely.
You know, isn't it? That's terrible.
If only I could get my eggs on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, if you want to watch some great egg cooking tutorials, Gordon Ramsay has some up. You know, as I always allude to, Anthony Bourdain from Anthony Bourdain Parts Unknown. Got some videos of them cooking scrambled eggs, which is always good. You can, it's really, they have different styles. And,
yeah.
And, you know, we're not going to, they don't have really Asian styles. But, before we get anywhere else, I want to talk about one local intangible cultural heritage from China. And it's called the Virgin Boy Egg.
Oh, boy.
Have you heard about this?
I've heard about it. It's strange.
So, prepubescent boys.
Yes.
Preferably under the age of 10.
Yes.
The peasants collect their urine, and they boil eggs. They boil eggs in the urine. And it's, you know, it's a local heritage thing.
Yeah. I mean, I respect it, because it's part of the culture, but nonetheless, it's a little strange.
I heard, you know, not all doctors are in favor of this, but, you know, I'm sure it does have some medicinal you know, good qualities to it.
Yeah, I guess if you're, you know, need some salt from the urine, but I don't know.
I have heard that the petrified egg, which was the duck egg, sometimes it's known as like the 1,000-year-old egg, the century egg. It was always hard boiled in horse urine, which is so. Would you rather have an egg cooked in horse urine or prepubescent
boy urine? Yeah. I'm gonna have to go with the horse urine.
Okay. Maybe is that because they eat like a mainly grass diet?
Yeah, and I feel like they stay hydrated better.
Interesting.
Might be closer to water than prepubescent boy urine.
Matthew, you ever watch a horse urinate?
Yes.
Kind of like Niagara Falls, isn't it?
They have a strong flow, yeah.
I'm going to second you on that. I'm also going to pick the egg in horse urine. And, you know, I'm sure we're not alone. We're actually going to put a poll up. Which way would you prefer your egg... Which urine would you prefer your egg boiled in? Human or horse?
I'm fascinated at... to see the results of this.
Yeah, you know, man, I'm going to be honest with you. This episode got weird quick. And so, you know, I think we like to give another shout out to Ben Smith on the musical stylings. And musical stylings for Matthew Styles. And this was the episode of Egg Talk about eggs. Asian culture. Thank you. We'll see you next week, and you can always find our podcast on markcarls.com/eggtalk. We'll see you next time. Bye.